Welcome back to another DBM Academy podcast. Today, we're looking at a fascinating and maybe a little scary situation with the Fed and what it means for everything from gold to Bitcoin.
Absolutely. The core idea here is that rate cuts aren't just a possibility anymore. They're a near certainty. It's not a question of if, but when. And once they start, historical precedent suggests they won't stop. The recent jobs report, Missing Expectations, has really put the odds of a September rate cut at nearly 100%.
The Fed is in a serious predicament. On one hand, you have rising yields and an inflation rate that's still above their 2% target. By their own rules, they shouldn't be cutting rates. On the other, they're trapped by politics, an overwhelming debt load, and growing market stress. It seems they have no choice but to start easing.
This is the heart of the debt glut issue. Long-term yields are climbing despite global easing efforts, which isn't a sign of a healthy, growing economy. It's a sign that borrowing costs are spiraling, debt service is ballooning, and confidence is starting to crack. This is all happening while gold is hitting new all-time highs.
That's a key signal. If gold is the canary in the coal mine, telling us that a crisis is imminent, then Bitcoin is the battering ram. Gold has even outperformed the S&P 500 over multiple timeframes, which is a significant indicator of capital moving towards hard assets.
Exactly. And while all this is happening, Bitcoin has been consolidating, patiently waiting for a trigger. The argument here is that rate cuts into this high inflation environment could be that spark. Because unlike a fiat currency, you can't cut, inflate, or debase Bitcoin. It's a fundamentally incorruptible asset.
So the setup is historic. We have a tightening debt spiral on one side, a system built on ever-increasing debt, and an incorruptible monetary asset on the other. It's a one-way train towards hard assets. We've seen gold moving, and history suggests that Bitcoin is next.
Capital won't stay blind forever. As the dollar weakens and liquidity floods the system, more and more money will flow out of traditional fiat and into these hard assets. It's not just a trend, it's a fundamental shift in how capital is preserved and valued.
A great point to end on. Thanks for tuning in to the Market Breakdown. We'll all be watching closely how this plays out and the effects it has on our assets. As ever, folks, be sure to keep up with the latest on how we use a combination of sound money and digital assets to protect ourselves from the wider macro and political actions in real time. Be sure to book your seat on the DBM Academy Wealth Builder series to help you stay one step ahead. See the show notes for access.